Blog Talk Radio.
Special broadcast for you tonight with Carolyn Hennessy. So happy to welcome her back to the show. Love her. She's such a sweetheart. And can't wait to speak with her. And pardon me. And thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. It's been a very exciting, busy time over here. We're very busy, very busy. So Carolyn, as you know, is celebrating, well, maybe you don't know, I hope you do, is celebrating her 500th episode of General Hospital, and I believe it's like within the next couple of days, so that's pretty cool. So we're going to talk about that. So before we get started, let me say thank you to our sponsors, the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWV Wines in South Africa, Teach for the Times and other stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, FinTech Productions, Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey. Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake. Cloyson Designs in New Jersey. Think Big Picture LLC in New York. The Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey. Joey Max Cafe, Harrison, New Jersey. And GenieBottles.com, the only place where you get an I Dream of Genie bottle. And they are beautiful. So we are waiting for Carolyn to join us. I'm going to... I hope you guys don't mind. I'm going to give her a call, and while I do, I'm going to play music, okay? So crazy times, folks. Be kind, okay? Hang on one minute. Let me get Carolyn on the phone. Kind. I believe I have the lovely and talented Carolyn. Oh, I think she's calling again. Trying to answer this call. Carolyn.
I got workers at my house, and I was busy with them, and I forgot the time. How are you?
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for coming back.
Well, my pleasure. Do me a favor. Let me tell them. Don, how long do we think this is going to be?
Are you talking to me or to the guys working?
No. I need to tell them how long they can expect me not to be around.
As long as you want, honey. If you want to talk for 10 minutes, we're good.
No.
I don't want to keep you.
No. I want to give it. I'll say. You think this is gonna take like a half an hour, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Fantastic. Okay. I've got to do an interview. I'll be back. Okay.
Tell them to take a break.
No.
What are you getting done on the house?
Oh, there was some cracked stucco, and the garage door fell in because it's from 1926.
Oh,
and, you know, so I just had some, there's some shenanigans.
Yeah.
I'm
so happy to have you back, and I'm so happy that you came back to celebrate the 500th episode, because last time you were here, we talked about it coming up.
Right.
The pandemic pushed it aside, unfortunately. So when is the actual day of the anniversary of the 500th episode?
the actual air show?
Yeah.
Is December 22nd.
It's coming up. That's what
coming
I thought.
Up.
Is there going to be anything special on the show, like a little hint here or there?
No, I didn't think so.
Oh, well, hey, it's still something major.
Listen, it's something major for me, and I think
absolutely.
I think the fans will appreciate, because the fans, you know, the fans love Diane. So and Diane, right? So
yeah. Now I got to ask you. You've done so much, and oh my God, you know. I'm looking at the bio here. Did you do trapeze as well, right?
I absolutely do.
Yes, not on your bio. I'm like, what the heck? How come it's not on here? Because I remember we talked about it last time. Are you still doing it with this? Or you have your own thing set up in the yard? I forgot.
I have my own thing set up in the yard. let me hang on. Let me just put this on, turn this off, and get the dogs all up here. Come on, everybody, come on up here. Yes, we're going to have a good time. We're going to have a nice, good chat. Good chat.
Oh, hi, puppy.
they're the best dogs in the whole world. Yes, I do. I have my hanging trapeze, my static rig, set up at the end of my driveway. And I also fly trapeze at a couple of other rigs.
I know. If anybody ever wondered how you look so good and stay so looking so good, it's from being a trapeze, being on the trapeze. So maybe you should start selling trapezes to people for home use.
Or I'll start giving classes. That's what I'll do. I'll start giving classes.
Yeah.
But so, because of okay, hang on.
It's
stop,
okay. Go ahead.
Stop. Everyone just calm down. Because of COVID, I have been able to take real advantage of the rig at the end of my driveway. Hang on. Arbuckle, come here. I'm going to have to put a thing in front of the doggy door. Sorry.
It's okay. Last time you were here, my dog was snoring. I just put him inside. Can you believe someone complained that they were snoring in the background and it was my dog? Did you know my dog is a rescue? Remember, I told you my dog is a rescue like yours?
Right.
And the dog is addicted to me. He won't leave my side. And,
oh, I know. I love that.
And he snores, like, really loud. And and I'm getting a lot of complaints about it, so I had to put the puppy inside. So, anyway, go, about the trapeze, now with the pandemic.
So, with the lockdown, I was able to take full advantage of the rig being right outside, so I'd work out pretty much every day.
Thank God.
Yeah, I'm in better shape than I think I've ever been.
Well, that's great.
I did 9 pull-ups the other day, and I'm like, really?
Wow. This
is a girl who could barely, you know,
I
get on a bus.
I could barely pull up my pants. You want me to do a pull-up?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Well, since you were here, let me please say congratulations on your Emmy win.
No, it wasn't. I didn't have an Emmy win. It was just an Emmy nomination.
Oh, I thought you won. I'm so.
No,
you know what? You won in my book.
Thank you, honey. No, I had the Indie Series Awards. I did win that.
Right.
But,
okay.
But someone else won for the Best Supporting Actress in an Online Drama, and that's fine. Listen,
spread the love. Yeah.
Someday I'll get a pair of bookends.
Right.
Someday.
So now you guys are back to filming at Junior Hospital, right? You're
We've been back since July.
Wow.
Since July, yeah.
And the
rigors that they follow, the protocols that they follow, everyone is tested, you know, I think at least 3 times a week. And certainly when I go in you know, if I go in one day in a given week, I'll be tested, you know, 2 or 3 days ahead of time, and they get those results, and it's interesting. It's really interesting.
Has anybody have you had any scares where someone
No.
Well, thank God.
Not that I am aware of.
Wow.
Yeah. No.
Wow. I'm curious. Are you going to take the vaccine or no?
I don't know. I'll probably have to. You know, and I think Disney or ABC may make it mandatory. I'm thrilled with, you know, Operation Warp Speed, but I am still a little dubious because this is something that, you know, normally they take years to work on.
Well, I am gonna get it, but I'm going to wait. I want to see what I hate to say that the people who are taking it first are guinea pigs for us, but. I'm not taking chances. I don't have perfect health, so I'm going to wait.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I hear you.
Well, other than going to work on the general hospital and getting your house somewhat fixed up and renovated there, are you writing? What are we doing? You're doing any books?
Doing a little writing, doing a boatload of reading. Believe it or not, I'm actually about to start War and Peace. Can you believe that?
The book.
Yes.
You're gonna read War and Peace.
Why not? I've got the time.
That's something
that I can actually put on my tombstone. You know, was a flying trapeze artist and read War and Peace.
While doing the trapeze, exactly.
I've also been working on a couple of animated series.
Nice.
And that's all I can say about that because of the NDAs. But there's so much fun. We're able to do it from home over Zoom sessions, and I'm working with wonderful directors and amazing voiceover talent. So that's been a lot of fun too.
Are you playing villains on the voiceovers?
One yes, one no.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And it's you know, folks, when you see Carolyn in her shows, she is not that person. She is beautiful, wonderful, kind, happy, and she is not a nasty human being by any
degree. No, I'm not. I know, but they're so much fun to play.
They are
that much fun to play.
Right. How's the podcast going? Did you get it back up, or are you still
not
on
yet.
Hold?
Not
yeah,
yet.
Still
on
hold.
Still on hold.
Yeah,
but I'm going to be, you know, sort of cobbling together my own studio somewhere around here, and then I will have it back up. Absolutely, have it back up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good. Well,
yeah.
It's not hard to do. You can do it right in your house. I'm in my studio garage. So you know,
your studio garage, your garage studio.
Office,
right?
Studio,
garage.
There's never been a car parked in here yet since I've lived here.
I've never parked my car in my garage because my trapeze is sitting in front of it. That's number one. But number two, I may set up a little recording studio in the, you know, voiceover studio in my garage. That's a great idea.
Why don't you? Why not?
Why not?
It's so easy. It's so easy to do nowadays. You can do anything. It's amazing. You know, it really is the things that we can do nowadays where we couldn't do years ago.
Right.
So what else is going on with us? What was it? I remember we talked about St. Agatha was coming up, or is that
St. Agatha has been out. You can find it now, I think, on Amazon Prime. I think you can still find it on Netflix.
Right.
And, again, you know, the great horror movie. It looks like I'll be working again with that director, Darren Bousman, on another project in January. Some other films coming up. I just finished the second season of Studio City. And, you know, Sean Tainan's web series that for which I was nominated for the Emmy.
Nice.
Yeah. So we just finished. It's either the second season or the extension of the first season. We're not sure. All I know is I read my lines and I says them.
Right.
yeah.
And you do it great.
Right.
Very well. Yes.
So
very
that
great.
Was so much fun getting to work again with Tim Woodward Jr. as the director and Sean and just, you know, and his wonderful producer wife, Michelle, just have the best time.
Yeah.
And let's see what else. Again, you know, some projects coming up in the works in January, but
oh,
I'm
good.
Keeping, you know, kind of keeping a low profile
yeah.
through the holidays, kind of
yeah.
staying low to the ground.
Yeah.
I'll be celebrating with family, and with the, you know, the celebrations won't be as large as they have been in the past. Thanksgiving
nice.
wasn't you know, the 30 some odd people that it always is at my brother's house.
Right.
But it was still intimate family, and we still had a wonderful time. My sister-in-law cooked as if there were 30 people there, so fortunately I was living on leftovers for days. But it's going to be kind of a mellow Christmas, I think.
Yeah, one of my colleagues in online entertainment here, you know, like a podcast, reached out to me if I knew of any holiday events going on with the arts, and I said no. The only Christmas party I know of is at the White House. That's the only one I know about.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I don't think either people don't have the money, or they're just not in the mood, or God, you can't
yeah.
even get next to each other. So
yeah,
so,
I know.
You know,
I know.
It's crazy, but anyway. So I'm what else I want to talk to you about? Oh geez.
I
know I had something I wanted to ask you. You honestly have done just about everything. So I want to see, you mentioned something about being Tinkerbell flying over.
If I could.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, Plope, that's one of the two remaining things on my bucket list. The other is
What's the other?
I want to go into space. I want to orbit the Earth.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I want to understand just how small we are in this vast universe, because we are, you know, very often with great cause, we think so highly of ourselves, but more often than not, we really need to understand how minuscule we are, and that the problems of a tiny little planet doesn't amount to a hill of beans.
I know. And you know.
And we all need to just kind of get over ourselves.
Yes, exactly. Especially now, we're finding that out about everybody now, that
right.
how we are and how we treat people
sure.
and everything, which is
sure.
horrible. So,
yeah.
So now it's great to hear that, you know, you and other actors are working during this time, but sad to know that you really can't go and see it other than on TV.
Right. No, it's an incredible blessing. Being on GH is in more ways than I can count on all fingers, you know, and all toes. And one of the reasons is that I am still working. It's still being filmed. It hasn't been shut down. It's just
right.
such a blessing.
Thank you.
Incredible blessing. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just forgot again. I was thinking about. I have to write questions down. I don't do it, and I hate that because I have like 10 at once, and I get all. Oh. You know that I haven't watched General Hospital since Luke and Laura and the Cassadines and all that. Are they still in the, is that still a storyline, the Cassadines, or no?
Well, the Cassadines are still around, but, and so I know there is some storyline going on with them, but I couldn't tell you what it is. Because with, you know, 60-odd actors on the canvas, you know, 60-odd characters in Port Charles that the show follows, or maybe more, maybe less. I think it's just a tremendous number. If I'm not acting with certain people in certain scenes, I don't know what's going on.
Right. Well, sure, you don't have their script. You only have yours.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. And I don't know about you, but I don't watch or listen to myself. So, you know, I never go back. You know, I always move forward. So you don't watch the soap, right? I mean, when you
I
you know,
I don't I'm not a every single weekday, you know, weekday
right.
devotee, but I do watch the soap. And I have no problem. I don't actually have a problem watching myself. I kind of get a kick out of what some of the things that they ask me to do and that I do and it's like, "Oh, okay. Yeah, that's groovy.
Yeah.
That was fun." Yeah.
It's not that I don't want to. I just don't, you know. I never went back. It's weird. I don't know. But so are you all ready for the holidays? Other than how are you doing that with this construction in your house?
I'm fine. Yeah, it was just sort of minimal, very, very minimal.
Oh, just fixing up.
Oh yeah. Just some patchwork. And they're cleaning up now, which is nice. And let's see what else. I'm all ready for the holidays. Nobody's getting nothing, and I said I don't want anything for me. Nothing.
Right. Right.
You know, I mean, please do not go out and spend hard-earned money on me. And, you know, it's going to maybe something handmade. I don't know. Maybe I'll give them some of my spiritual oils. I'll give everybody a money drawing oil.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, do you sell oils?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, tell me about it. I didn't know that.
Oh, I'm a hoodoo practitioner. And that's not
really
hoodoo. It's H-O-O, hoodoo.
Yeah, well, and what does hoodoo mean?
It is primarily Southern African American folk magic. It's a folk magic tradition and practice.
Huh.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. And it's really kind of based on personal energy and personal intention. And it's just terrific. And I only work for the benefit of people, so I've created I think there are about 9 oils now. Money draw, success, love, health, and they're all only topical, and they're just basically spiritual curios. So the website is called Queen's Curios.
And do you do candles too?
I do not do candles yet, but no, it's because the oils are really kind of the best sellers, and people have had tremendous success.
Oh, great. I send me some. I could use them. I need all of them. Health, money, everything. I need everything. Health, money, what else? What's the other ones? Love? No, I'm
not. Oh, gosh, there's an obstacle blaster and an oil to keep the path clear, and an oil for your psychic, to kind of work with your psychic abilities.
Oh, nice.
And actually, the biggest draw of all, it's called the Queen's Slumber, and it's a sleep oil. It is not a spiritual oil, and it seems to just work like the dickens. You put it on the soles of your feet, and run just a little bit under your nose for a little bit of aromatherapy, and you're out like a light, and you stay out.
That was my next question. Do they have a fragrance to them as well?
Yeah. Oh, nice. Some do, some don't. Some do, some don't. But it's all. But the fragrance is whatever is in the natural herb, the natural herbs, the natural roots. And there's some essential oils, but.
And you make them yourself?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Small batches.
Nice. Yeah. And it's what it's queenscurios.com.
Queenscurios.com. Yeah, no apostrophes. Just all one word.
Got it. Yeah. Let everybody know about it.
Thank
you,
honey.
Check it out.
Thank you.
So you are on hiatus right now or no?
No. They're back, going on hiatus, I think, next week. I think next week we're dark.
Okay, good. What's
we're dark.
Holiday?
I think we're dark through Christmas. I think it's a 3-week dark period of Christmas.
Oh, good for you. Well, it's we've been on a while. I know you got the guys there. So is there anything else you'd like everybody to know about?
Oh, gosh. Just have a wonderful, exceptional holiday. Enjoy, the 500th episode of Diane Miller.
Yes.
God bless. And stay safe, stay healthy, and above all, be happy.
Right. And the date is 12/22 for the airing of the 500th episode, correct?
Correct.
Cool. Oh, Carolyn, thank you so much for calling. I don't want to keep you. I know you got people there.
Yeah,
you know.
Lovely talking to you, my friend.
Yes,
really
it is always a pleasure. And a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, and happiest New Year to you and your family. And stay safe, stay well, and love to when you come back again. Let us know if you
anytime.
Need to come back.
Anytime, honey.
All right, Carolyn, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, everybody, Carolyn Hennessy. Oh, boy, I got to let everybody know about her 500th episode that's airing on the 22nd and Queen's Curios. I'm tempted to get some of those oils myself. I could use every last one of them, even the sleeping ones. Anyway, well, we did have a special broadcast for you tonight, so it was a short one, and tomorrow, we've got a great show tomorrow night. We've got Randy Breedlove. He's a music producer, and he just produced a new album with Billy Davis Jr. I always want to say Billy D. Williams. I'm sorry. Billy Davis Jr. and Marilyn McCoo. And we're going to play a new Christmas song by them. And we're going to talk to Randy about all his other work he's done. And also at 7:45 tomorrow, we have the fabulous, my glasses. We have the fabulous, the Ritchie family, and they're going to be joining us. And if you don't remember, I'm sure you do. It's the best disco in town, number one in disco sound. Sorry, guys, that I hurt your ears. I hurt my throat. All right. Well, thank you, Carolyn Hennessy. Thank you. It was great to catch up with you guys. Check out the 500th episode anniversary for Carolyn on General Hospital. It'll be her 500th episode on General Hospital. It's airing December 22nd, of course, on the East Coast ABC. I think it's on at 3 p.m. It used to be. I haven't watched it in ages. But I love Carolyn. She's such a sweetheart. And check out her oils, too, queenscurios.com. So thank you to the High Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWZ Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, FinTech Productions, Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, Poison Designs in New Jersey, Think Big Pictures, LLC, New York, The Observer Newspaper, Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, and GenieBottles.com. And you guys all have a good night, and we'll catch you tomorrow. Thanks so much. And yes, please be kind. I'm going to play it again. Sorry, folks. Here you go. Be kind. Have a good night. Bye-bye.